and welcome to another midweek message. Last week we were talking about two of the seven I ams that Jesus said about over himself. And this week I'd like to look at another one, I am the bread of life, which is in John 6. So before this, before in Exodus 3, verse 10, God says to Moses, tell them I am that I am has sent you. And prior to this, the Israelites wouldn't have seen God as called as that title Yahweh before. They saw him, they'd called him El or Elohim. But this was a new title for God that they hadn't ever had before. And they saw him then as Yahweh. And when the Hebrew scribes wrote that word, they would never say it aloud. And they didn't fully spell it either because it was so sacred and so holy and it meant so much to them. So for Jesus to pronounce to the people in the New Testament that he was I am, is just reaffirming that he is part of the Godhead and that he is self-sufficient, he is self-sustaining, who was and is to come. And really that just shows something of a new, fresh thing about Jesus that they hadn't known before in the New Testament. And also what we can learn as Christians today through this, that he is all encompassing. So when Jesus says, I am the bread of life, that is a very important statement. And I only encourage you to study that further and meditate on that because we just really don't have time in this short space to go into it. But it is such a revelation and it has been to me over the last few weeks. So if we could turn to John 6 together, reading from verse 31, says, our fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Jesus then said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. And they said to him, sir, give us this bread always. And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. But I said to you that you have seen me, and yet you do not believe. So then moving down to verse 47, he says, truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. So I'd encourage you maybe to read all of that chapter because it's really great. And before that, Jesus talks about how he fed the 5,000 with just a few loaves and a few fish. And it sort of links into what we're saying now. So when you think about bread, what do you think about? I think about maybe holidays I've had in France where we'd go buying fresh baguettes every day and really enjoy cheese with them. And but always perhaps, or maybe I've thought about when we've had food in France and they give you bread on the side with your main meal. So that's perhaps what I think about bread accompanying something else. But in the Middle East in Jesus's times, they would have seen bread as a main staple of a meal. So they would have had maybe just bread and water and wine, and that would have been a meal. And if it was a substantial meal, they would have had fish or dates or meat with it as well. But bread was always part of that. So when Jesus was talking to them, they would have thought of a main part of their diet, a main thing in their meal every day. So why is Jesus talking about being the bread to them? What would they have related to it? So if we look at that, it was that Jesus is number one, a staple. He is the main part of the diet. He's the most important part. He's not an extra that I might have bread on the side, like garlic bread or French baguette. He is the main part of their diet, the main part of the meal. So that's how we have to think about Jesus, that he is the staple in our life as the bread. He is also, it would have been meant it was a sustaining thing, bread being sustaining to them, as they would have understood that he is a supply. And he is our supply too as Christians. Also that bread would have been satisfying. He promises that we'd never hunger, and they would have understood that bread would have been filling, it would have been part of their meal, it would have been satisfying. And also he was talking about that he is greater than the manna in the Old Testament, because when he immediately spoke about bread, they would have thought, oh yeah, Moses in the wilderness with the Israelites, they've all fled from Egypt and been rescued out of slavery. And then they were asking, what are we going to eat? And God provided them with supernatural manna from heaven every day. The bread-like substance came down every day in the wilderness, and they had it a supply all of the time. They never went without. They could fill as much as they wanted. So Jesus was talking that he is more than the manna that they immediately thought about, bread from heaven. He was saying that he is the bread from heaven. He has come down from heaven to be the sustaining life force now. And so they would have linked that to the Old Testament. And though they really esteemed Moses, Jesus was saying, you know, the Father was the one that gave the bread, not Moses. It was the Father. He was the true bread from heaven. And Jesus has taken us deeper in our understanding and their understanding at the time. He's showing that God the Father is giving them, you, me, bread coming from heaven, which is life to the world. Also, in this passage, we then understand that Jesus is the never-ending source of bread. You know, he gives us life all of the time. He's our daily bread. And there's an interesting story, a man that Charles Allen tells about the World War II Allied forces. They gathered up the orphans at that time, and obviously they were very hungry, and they provided food for them. They gave them bread, they fed them, and they just didn't understand why they couldn't sleep. And they hadn't really thought about it. And a psychologist came into this orphan camp and said to them, look, it's because these children are not sure where their next meal is going to come from. So what they did is they gave them pieces of bread just before they went to bed to take to bed with them. And they found that they could sleep really easily now because they held onto this bread, knowing that they wouldn't be hungry because they had this bread with them. And in the same way with Jesus, you know, he's saying to us that we can have that sustaining bread, that daily bread, that we will never go hungry because we have Jesus in our lives. So we need him daily, is what I'm trying to say, really, that we need that fresh bread, that fresh input from him. So we need to spend that time with him every day, not just as a sort of extra to our lives, a side thing, but we need to have that as a staple in our lives every day so that we can just come to him and receive life. You know, with the manna, if they kept it to the next day, it used to stink and it used to grow worms. And God told them, just pick it for the one day and there'll be some tomorrow. And it was a kind of a trust thing, a faith thing. And when they didn't, first off, they just picked it and kept it for the next day. It did rot and it did stink and it did have worms. And also I was thinking about, you know, when we've had baguettes in France, they're really fresh. They don't have the preservatives. And if you keep them to the next day, they're really hard and dry and they're not good to eat. So the same with Jesus, you know, we need to be coming to him daily for that fresh bread, that fresh daily life that he can give us. Not just occasionally and not keeping some from the day before, but come to him every day for that sustaining bread. So his promises are that we should never hunger or ever thirst, and spiritually that we could always be full if we're spending our time with Jesus. So most of us probably don't know what it's like to be really hungry. And although we might say, oh, I'm starving, we really, most of us really are not. But we do know probably what it's like to feel full. And Jesus promises us that we will have fullness, no starvation spiritually, if we come to him. It's quite simple, really, yet quite often we miss it. So Jesus wants us to have that satisfying of our soul. And sometimes our soul can feel hungry. And even in this lockdown, you know, some, we can think of all the things we've gone without that might have provided us with some sort of satisfaction in our soul. Maybe shopping, maybe going out and seeing a film or going to the theatre, maybe going out for a meal. We haven't been able to do all of these things. And really, those things are quite temporary, so they might satisfy our soul for a short time. But Jesus says that, you know, when our soul hungers, he can give us that real satisfaction that only he can give, that promises we'll never be hungry again. So when the kids were young, we used to watch this show called The Donut Man, and it was a Christian show, and the guy was teaching children about God and parables, but he used to have a puppet that was a donut and it had a hole in it. And the whole point was that the donut was a ring donut, and it was a ring donut puppet that showed that we have a hole in our hearts that only Jesus can fill. And that's the same, really, where we have that hunger and that desire, only Jesus can really fulfill that satisfaction in our lives. I always feel better when I've spent some time with God on a regular daily basis, and appreciate sometimes that just isn't possible, perhaps, but even a short time can make me feel that so much better, and so that satisfy that hunger in within me. You know, in that tune, Bread of Heaven, this hymn that we love to sing to the tune of Come Rhondda, it says, bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. And that's just so true, that the bread of heaven, Jesus, can feed us till we want no more, till we're just satisfied. So we're looking for that food, that eternal life that sustains us. And I just wanted to challenge you, really, that why wouldn't you want to eat this bread on a daily basis? And why wouldn't you want to come to that table and feast when it's free and it's available? In Isaiah 51, it says, come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and he who has no money, come buy and eat. You know, and we can feast on Jesus, that fellowship with him, just by coming to him. We can't buy it, we can't earn it, we can't work for it. All we have to do is just come. And so if you're feeling hungry in your heart at the moment, and you're feeling perhaps spiritually starving, I just want to encourage you that, you know, you have that relationship with God, and all you need to do is come back to Jesus, and he will sustain you and give you that soul desire that you're looking for. And it's at no cost. So I wanted to challenge you, you know, to spend a bit more time with him, to see him as really as I am, being the bread of life. So let's not labour to work on things for God, because it says, why do we labour for food that can perish when we can have food that's eternal? And things that perish are temporary and they won't last long. But let's come to him. Let's believe in him. Let's put our faith in him today, that he can sustain you and be the staple that maybe you're looking for in your life. Because really, your life is short. Although some people live till they're 90, really, in the scheme of things, that is nothing when you think about eternity and where we're going to be spending it for the rest of our lives. So let's eat from the bread of heaven and let's be satisfied. And that also is something that I thought about. When you eat bread and you have a full stomach, it doesn't just stay in your stomach. It moves through your digestive system, and it's for a purpose. It's to give you energy. It's to give nourishment to your body. It's to provide for your cells so that they can work properly. And I think that if we're taking in of Jesus and we're thinking of him as our bread, our sustaining power in life, then it will automatically help other people, because when you're full of his life, it goes through, out of you, and overflows. So I thought that was a really good thing, that, you know, bread being full isn't just for ourselves, it's so that we can show the life of Jesus to other people. And that is attractive, especially at this time. People are looking for hope, they're looking for something attractive. And Jesus is very attractive. So if you're full of him and partaking and feasting on him every day, then you will be attracted to other people and they will be asking, what is it about you? How do you get through what you're going through? And you'll be able to share with them that it's about Jesus. So let's be thankful that we know someone, Jesus, who's precious. It's a precious thing to know the bread of life. And let's be thankful for that and not take it for granted. And I just wanted to encourage you just to come to him daily. Let's try be more intentional about coming to him and being thankful for the life that Jesus gave us. So I just wanted to leave those thoughts with you and hope that's encouraging. And I hope you have a great week.